today on Working the Suburbs.
Jim, can you give me a few minutes before we start this episode? I ate a few too many nachos and I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
Well, you know what the Willie Nelson family says, don't you, Patrick?
What's that?
All things must pass.
All right, more new music today, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, we live for that.
We do. I mentioned earlier in the week the Spotify Wrapped thing where they give you all the stats on your listening, and I showed it to my kid, and the thing he was most impressed with, I mean, there's not much, you know, because he's a 17-year-old kid, and so I was like, whatever, Dad, you know, yeah. A lot of, you know, dad rock type stuff on here, but it's fine. Yeah. Go, you know, go listen to the Rolling Stones again. Yeah. But he was really impressed when it had the screen that said, you've listened to X number of artists this year. And my number was like over 1,200
wow.
or something. And he was like, are you kidding me? Because I think, you know, like most 17-year-olds, they get locked into certain artists that they really like.
Yeah.
And they listen
500
to a lot, right?
Amazing. Yeah.
You know, so he was like, wow, that was really cool.
That's impressive, Jim.
His top artist, mine was David Bowie. His top artist of the year was Tyler, the Creator.
Nice. Love that. Yeah, yeah. Love Tyler, the Creator. Yeah, absolutely. And mine was Madvillain.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, just accidentally.
I think right?
I think most of that occurred after like 8:30. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's do a couple of listener new music calls. Yeah. Did we introduce ourselves?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs, and we are rocking them tonight. And
tonight.
Let's get to this caller.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, Ireland, with my November new music picks. My first pick is Echoes by Type 2 Era. The way I discovered this band is kind of interesting. So I have an Instagram account where I post records and CDs most days, which is The Sound As Ever, as one word, for anyone who's interested. So I start getting comments on Cooper Temple Claw's posts that I've done from years ago from this account called Type 2 Era. So Type 2 Era, Ben Gaudry and Kieran Mannin, who are members of that band. Like, I was a big, big fan of the Cooper Temple Claws. And I think the three albums that they released are really, really great. So back to the song Echoes. Unsurprisingly, this reminds me a lot of the Cooper Temple Claws. It's heavy, but it's also got that electronic sound to it as well. And I really like Ben Gaudry's voice, especially when he pushes it and gets a bit of grit to it. So I was originally going to have another song as my second pick, but then I heard The Wheel by Idols, which comes off their new album Crawler, and it knocked that song out of its place. This song just blew me away when I heard it. I really love the energy of this song. I'm a bit hit and miss with Idols, but this song is really, really great. It's got hooks, it's like really heavy at points, and it's just really, really driving. I gotta say, I'm really impressed with a band like Idols, who probably have a lot more time on their hands than they normally would, and they're not wasting it. Since the pandemic, they've put out two records. I think it's awesome that a band's not waiting around for things to happen, and they're getting on with it and writing new music. If they can't tour, they're just going to write new music and release new albums. I think more bands should be doing that and not treating an album as a reason to do a tour. Anyway, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well, has a fantastic holiday season, and is rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
All right, thanks to Liam. Always good to hear from Liam.
Always. Yeah, every month, man. He's kind of one of my go-tos.
Yeah, absolutely. He always has good stuff. So let's see here. Type 2 Error, and the song is Echoes.
Sick.
All right, that song sort of goes all over the place, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it was cool, man. I was totally into it. I think that there's a lot of influences going on there. So, yeah, warrants further study.
Yep. Okay, and then Liam's other pick was the band Idols. I know we're both fans of Idols.
Yep.
And the song is The Wheel. I got to my knees. I love Idols. I just think they're one of the,
yeah,
the better
fantastic
bands going right now.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Saw them at the Rock and Roll Hotel once, Jim, back in
the day.
You? Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Really early on. First album, I think, and super powerful band. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Love them.
Rock and Roll Hotel, rest in power. That was
a victim
of the pandemic. Yeah.
It's too bad.
Too bad. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I think we have just one more call today.
Sweet.
Hey, all. Jason Goble. Hope all had a good Thanksgiving. I got two picks for the month of November. The first is Government Mule's latest Heavy Load Blues. Government Mule, led by guitar great Warren Haynes. Warren Haynes played with the Allman Brothers, played with Phil Lesh, and other members of the Grateful Dead. This is his own band. They released an excellent blues album. Lots of highlights on this. Make It Rain, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, Blues Before Sunrise. Really good blues album. Highly recommended. The second pick is I'm going to go with a cover. It's the Willie Nelson Family, featuring Willie Nelson, Lucas Nelson, and the rest of Willie Nelson's family. They released an album last month, and the highlight of the album was, in my opinion, a cover of George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. Lucas Nelson sings lead on it, does a great job. It's a beautiful version of the song, and with all the hoopla surrounding George Harrison's All Things Must Pass, and of course the Beatles documentary that was released, a nice way to end the year. Hope all have a good holiday, and once again, thanks for the podcast.
All right, thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Let's see here. Government Mule. They're one of those jam bands, right?
Yeah, Warren Haynes. Them? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He mentioned three different songs here. Make It Rain, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, or Blues Before Sunrise. You have any
preference
on these? Make It Rain. All right, here we go.
Go!
All right, that is good stuff. I love that keyboard.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, super powerful blues, rock, and I think, you know, a total command of the genre.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, and then Jason's other pick is the Willie Nelson Family and a cover of George Harrison's All Thing Must Pass.
That can't go wrong.
Yeah, we'll do that for the playout song, all right?
Cool, yep.
All right, so let's see. What do we have left here for listener new music picks? We have three more callers.
Sweet. We'll
do those tomorrow, all right?
Great.
All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
And has left you with no warning. It's not always gonna be this great. Doesn't last all evening. The wind can blow the clouds away. After all this, my love is up and must be leaving. It's not always gonna be there.